This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. House passed a resolution to disapprove the EPA tailpipe rule. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in-state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
The U.S. House passed on a near-party line vote to disapprove EPA's controversial tailpipe emissions rule, opposed by the biofuels industry and top farm groups. However, the House's 215 to 191 resolution vote is likely going nowhere in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Resolution author and Detroit area GOP Representative John James said the standard is more than just harmful.
This tailpipe emission standard is not just harmful, it's catastrophic. The automotive industry itself, if you actually listen, have told you that in order to get to 67% compliance of new vehicle sales, they cannot get there with the current technology or the current infrastructure or the current software without going to battery electric vehicles.
Energy panel ranking Democrat Frank Pallone said the claims about the EPA rule being an EV mandate are false.
Nobody's forcing anyone to buy an electric vehicle, and to claim that is happening is just false. Expanding and diversifying our domestic vehicle manufacturing industry will increase consumer choice. The rule that the Republicans seek to repeal today is actually supported by the auto manufacturers as well as the auto unions.
However, Georgia Republican Rick Allen said rural America doesn't have the necessary infrastructure to support an electric vehicle fleet.
As I represent rural Georgia and many of my constituents, EVs are impractical, considering the high cost, lack of charging infrastructure in rural communities, and overall time commitment to get that full charge. The American people do not need or want this administration mandating what car best suits their families' needs.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.